It's a Juno afternoon here on Monday, October 15th, about 25 minutes past the top of the hour. My next guests are Bruce Van Dusen, the executive director of Polaris House, and Daryl Wilkerson, a board member. And we're going to be talking about an open house coming up here not too long, and some board recruitment and some other stuff. Bruce and Daryl, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's nice to have you here. Daryl, you were telling me that you spend a lot of time, I bet you both do, but Daryl, you spend a fair amount of time at the Polaris House. Tell our listeners what it's like there.
Well, it just gives you the opportunity to really feel like you're giving back instead of taking. And gives you that sense of sense of loyalty in a way. I mean, it in the perspective, I matter. And, you know, it just that sense of somebody else does care. And you're not pushed aside like a lot of places do. You know, they look at your diagnosis and then put you on the back burner and kind of like off in the corner. And there at Polaris House, you're involved with all of the business aspects as well as whatever you want to do. I mean, it's wide open.
Okay. And Bruce, I think I've heard you describe it's a clubhouse.
It's part of Clubhouse International, and clubhouse model is an evidence-based practice with the national organization that monitors those things. And in a nutshell, we have four basic rights for all clubhouse members. It's a safe place to be, a place to belong to, a right to for meaningful relationships, and a right to meaningful work.
About how many members do you have?
We have a total of over 400 with an active roster of 72. So when I say active roster, that's a person who signs in at least once a month. So we have a number of people, about 72 Juneau residents sign in once a month.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the location is down here on Willoughby, kind of close to the Salvation Army.
Yeah, we're at Willoughby Place, 434 West Willoughby, right across from Sandpiper and Driftwood.
When somebody comes to sign in, is it open 7 days a week, 5 days a week?
We're open 7 days a week.
What are the opportunities for these individuals to participate in?
Well, everything. Anytime a member expresses an interest in anything that we do, they have the right to work at it. And that could be grant writing, grant reporting, payroll checks, doing debit reports, deposit reports, cleaning, sweeping, doing the front desk, operating the snack bar, working as data entry in different units, or going on the shopping trips for supplies. Or we like to do what we call mobile outreach, is when we haven't seen someone for a bit, we'll get together and go up to their apartment and knock on the door and say, hey, we haven't seen you. What are you doing?
It's like friends on wheels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daryl, besides being on the board and scheduling Juno afternoon with me, as you often do, what are your favorite things to do while you're at the clubhouse?
Generally, I do most of the deposit and debit reports. I also keep track of our lunch program, what comes in financially and what goes out financially on the luncheon. And then we also have a little snack bar that I keep track of. And it, like I say, it just gives me that opportunity to feel like I'm being able to give back and being appreciated.
Right. And he has a good member perspective on that, and the perspective that we have as staff. It's our job to make sure that members are engaged in this meaningful work, because we know that, you know, meaningful work is important to so many people across the board, about getting connected with community, connected with other people, and there's an opportunity for members to do that.
You also mentioned lunch. Is that an everyday occurrence?
5 days a week, we serve a hot meal. And then the other 2 days we do leftovers from what we've served during the week.
Does anybody live at Polaris House? No, just a
no.
day center.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Day club house.
We did have a housing program, which is an interesting point because we're trying to start another housing program. That may be a topic for another show.
Okay.
There's a lot to say about that.
I bet. I bet we have some listeners who are curious to get in and check this place out. You have an open house coming up?
November the 1st from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And what day of the week is that?
That's on a Thursday.
All right. Thursday, November 1st from 2 to 6 p.m.
And any member of the community that can't make it to the open house or needs a special time for a tour, just let us know because we can arrange tours anytime.
Who should come on this tour? And I also, this may be a segue into some recruitment. I know that you need 3 board members right now. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So who should come? I mean, from my point of view, business leaders, leaders from the other social services agencies in town. We partner with everybody that does any kind of social service from the Glory Hall all the way to Search and out in the valley with, you know, Juno Youth Services and Gastineau Human Services. So we have an active network. Any of those particular persons that haven't been able to come in to see the clubhouse yet are welcome. Business leaders. You know, as we look forward towards building the board, that's what we're really looking for. You know, people who are the heads or leading or have a position of authority with banks, construction companies, accountants, lawyers, doctors, those kinds of individuals who are leaders in their field and would be able to apply that expertise to Polaris House.
All right. And what else can we expect, Darryl, on that Thursday, November 1st?
Well, we're going to be offering a few finger sandwiches and drinks.
Right, and it's the day after Halloween or close after Halloween, so we're gonna try not to do real finger sandwiches.
People will probably be ready for lettuce, like healthy choices after all that candy.
Yeah, so it'll be open from 2 to 6, put out some snacks. You know, we've recently been able to get the entire building, so we have the first and second floor now, and it's really already starting to see changes where, you know, we have the available room that we need to do what we need to do.
Thinking of these 3 open board seats, what kind – you sort of alluded to this already, but what kind of people would make good board members? What kind of responsibilities do they have?
It's a funding and governance board. So they would be responsible for identifying funding sources. They're also responsible to oversee the governance of the organization, you know, review financial reports, review proposed budgets, review proposed grant applications, have access to the different grant reports. One of the other really, really important things for our board is when they come in, and they can come in during times when they can meet the membership. That's really it's really an important connection to build between the clubhouse member and the clubhouse board member. So that's what we're really looking for. 3 to 5 hours a month at a minimum, could be a lot more, depending on whether, you know, how often the board member wanted to come in.
Okay. If people want more information or to talk to either of you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I would think through the phone. The best way is 780-6775.
780-6775. Okay. Get your pens out. We'll get that.
Yeah.
Again, here in a minute, listeners. And not to forget, the open house is on Thursday, November 1st from 2 to 6 p.m.
That's correct. Yep.
Anything we're missing, guys? Anything you want
to
share?
One other thing I'd like to share with Juno is we do have a full-time position open 40 hours a week for someone who would be able to work in the clubhouse culinary unit. Darryl talked about the snack bar and the lunch program, and that would be the staff person that would be engaging members in those operations.
Okay. Full-time.
Yeah, full-time, 40 hours a week, up to $14 an hour starting wage.
Okay. All right. 780-6775?
780-6775.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Darryl, anything you want to add?
No, not that I can.
All right, we'll see you at Open House November 1st, Thursday, 2 to 6 at the Polaris House. Thanks so much for coming on the show, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.